Sicily is the largest island in the Med and has a long history of invasion and colonization. And that means it's evolved a culture that's distinct from the neighboring Italian mainland. I spoke with Christian Bonetto, who's one of the authors of The Lonely Planet Guide to Sicily. He described the island as one of the most fascinating places on the planet.
It's had so many different invaders, so many different influences. The Greeks, you've had the Romans, you've had the Normans and the Moors. That kind of multi-ethnicity reflects itself in so many ways, in the cooking, in the architecture.
The Arab world in particular has had a big influence.
Sicily's actually much closer to North Africa than it is to most of the rest of Italy. That strongly reflected in the landscapes itself. The palm trees, the dates, the carob trees. You have famous what are now churches in Palermo, which, you know, wouldn't look out of place in Jerusalem, with the domes and the Arab-style windows.
And that influence is strong in Sicilian food, which isn't the typical Italian fare.
There's a town in the west of Sicily that celebrates a couscous festival every year. In Sicily, it's a very standard part of the repertoire. And the use of honey, dates, that's all harks back to Arab time.
You tell me that anybody interested in history and archaeology should include Syracuse on the southeast coast.
You have the 5th century BC Greek theatre there, and actually in the springtime they have some of Italy's greatest actors to go in there and actually use the theatre as an outdoor performance space, and that's really magical. Also, Agrigento, the Valley of the Temples, is somewhere that you'd want to go to if you're into classicism and archaeology.
Sicily's most famous natural feature is another popular tourist attraction.
Mount Etna, which is just outside Catania, is a fantastic place to go, and there's lots of small tours that will take you up to the craters. That's an incredible experience. The thing is with Etna, though, there's only so far up you can go. It is an active volcano, and those tours will depend on what's happening up at the top.
Mention Sicily, and most people will think of the Mafia.
There's a little Mafia museum in a little town called Corleone, which is famous, I think, from the Godfather movies. It's run by a group of people who are obviously anti-Mafia. And it's actually quite brave of them.
If you want to avoid the heat, the queues, and high prices, Christian recommends avoiding Sicily in the summer. Go in the shoulder periods in the spring and the autumn. And his top tip is to give the big international hotel chains a miss.
And then you have these beautiful guest houses and bed and breakfasts, which are often in very historic buildings and run by people who really are passionate about the place and who live there, and decorated with beautiful antiques or local art.
To start planning your trip, have a look at The Lonely Planet Guide to Sicily. It's available from all good bookshops.
This is the Great Destinations Radio Show.